You'll find yourself face to face with snakes and being bitten by them if we're not prepared, if we're not properly educated on how to say the incantation, and in this case, how to heal particular sins. This is Saint Nicodemus. If you know that you are still lacking and inept in the knowledge of these things, keep yourself, for the sake of the Lord, from becoming a spiritual father. For one, because not having the necessary knowledge, instead of becoming a physician, you will become a murderer of so many souls, not one of which the whole world is worthy. And you will likewise become a murderer of your own soul, all for the lack of knowledge on how to heal. And again, Hosea, the prophet, because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being my priest. So we need a vast grasp of the knowledge of the soul. Just like a physical medical doctor would, right? I mean, the medical doctors that are successful are those that have spent many hard nights away from their families, many hard nights with books, staying up late for exams, and memorizing things so that when they see a patient, they can make the diagnosis accurately. I have a beautiful man in my parish, Dr. Jim Rome, who I know many of you know, such a pure soul. He was telling me that where he's at now in his profession, 80% of his patients, he can diagnose by looking at them. He comes into the room with the patient. He's able to look at them from head to toe, see kind of if their face is puffy, what their eyeballs look like, if their mouth is moving, what color their lips are, what the respiratory rate is. He says by just looking at them, he can almost always diagnose them, 4 out of 5 times. This comes from vast experience. It's a beautiful thing, vast experience. And it's the same for us. We can't think that because we're priests, that makes us competent to heal souls. One of the necessary requirements is that we have spent the time and the effort thinking, memorizing, reading the explanations of the fathers about certain types of diseases and how to heal them, especially paying attention to those who do know in our midst, and frankly, practicing confession a lot ourselves with the most competent fathers that are here, because isn't it true that we learn the most about confession by doing it with a good confessor? We learn to practice it as priests because we have good teachers who are healing our souls. Next, to be a competent spiritual doctor, we must have competence in spiritual pharmacology. You know, there are medical books, right? Very thick medical books that go back to the earliest days of the church. Cyrenus, Dioscorides, physicians who did pharmacologies that were this thick that the physicians read through to figure out exactly how to make the right potion and how to combine this and that to heal. It's the same with us. There are ways to heal particular afflictions that we should know from those who are more experienced. And the counsel of the fathers is to study the sacred canons of the church, particularly the penitential canons, those canons that are directed to the healing of the soul, every day. Every day. This is from Saint Nicodemus. He says, you should fall asleep. This is just a beautiful quote. You should fall asleep reading the sacred canons, as Alexander the Great did when he was reading the Iliad of Homer, and breathe them at every moment and every hour. What a beautiful guidance. Now, there is commonly a large fear these days of the sacred canons of the church, because we see sometimes that the canons are used in a very rough way, without refinement, and sometimes are bantered around for different theological arguments and kind of lobbed like shells at people who hold certain positions, which is most unfortunate. And because of that, it's understandable that some would look at that unfortunate talking about the canons and would suggest that we shouldn't study or read the canons at all. I've both read and heard clergymen say just that. They're too dangerous. You shouldn't be reading them. This is most unfortunate because it's not orthodox. The ecumenical councils, the seventh council is a good example, says in affirming the councils of the canons of the first six that these belong to the whole people of God and that they should be studied.